It's Tuesday, May 19th, and I'm standing in a parking lot not far from the busy intersection of Highway 20 and Marketplace. If there's a pandemic going on that's keeping people in their homes, you wouldn't know it from the traffic today. I'm talking with Stephen Hartsock, owner of Socks Love Barbecue. And the question he's trying to answer is, how much food do you need to feed an entire hospital staff?
So yeah, we'll do about 50 pounds of chicken, 50 pounds of pork each day for 4 days in a row. And then several hundred pounds of coleslaw and tons of beans.
Because you see, that is why we're here. Because of the generosity of our church, we are going to feed the staff at Northside Forsyth Hospital. It's a project that will span 4 days and apparently 400 pounds of meat over the course of this week. And we are taking you with us. So welcome to the Brownsbridge Church Podcast. I'm Adam, and today you will get an up-close view of your church in action. A few hours earlier, a handful of staff from Brownsbridge and Gwinnett Church met at Socks Barbecue to help with the delivery. We loaded individual cars up and headed out.
It's a convoy leaving here. I'm trying to count how many are behind me.
It was 9 cars in total. We drove the short distance, maybe a half a mile or so, to Northside Forsyth. When we pulled up to the front of the hospital, we were met by Mary Smith.
My name is Mary Smith.
Mary has been with Northside Forsyth for 12 years and works as the administrative assistant with several groups of doctors.
So I do the hospitalist group, the intensivist group, so a little mix of stuff, plus the hospital administrators.
That's great.
So I do a little bit of everything.
It sounds like more than a little bit. Best of all, she goes to Brownsbridge.
I do go to Brownsbridge, though.
That's awesome. Oh,
no. Mary was our designated contact for the hospital and helped communicate with each separate department so that we could make sure they all got fed. She explained the process.
So, Mary, is someone coming down from each individual department to get this?
Or each of these, they bring their carts. And kind of what it is like, if you tell me, probably pharmacy will be the first ones here.
Apparently, the pharmacy department has the fastest employees. Or they heard that Great Barbecue was waiting on them. Either way, she continues.
So if you tell me which cart's pharmacy, then they'll have their cart and I'll send them with you.
So if you didn't catch that, we have a parade of cars lined up outside of Northside Forsyth, each with a different department's food in the trunk. The department would have one or two staff come down with a cart and we would walk them over to the car that held their feast, load them up, and send them back into the hospital. It was understandable that during this COVID-19 season that it would be safest for us to not enter the hospital, but I have to admit, I was a little bummed to not be able to go inside and interact with the employees, to thank them, to hear their stories. But to my surprise, we got a small taste of that just walking to and from the cars. My car had the food labeled EVS, which I would later learn was the Environmental Services Department of the hospital. Mary called out EVS, I raised my hand, and I was joined by a man named Valentin as we walked to my car. Our conversation was brief, but in it you could tell just how grateful he was for the food and how much his staff would appreciate it. One of the employees shared with us that the hospital cafeteria had to change the way it was operating so much that it had limited what lunches looked like. So a nice, warm, catered meal like this was huge. So that's the way it worked. One by one, a person from each department would roll out the front door with their cart, and one of us would walk them to our car and load them up. We fed 250 people that day and repeated it over the course of 4 days to feed the entire staff at Northside Forsyth. After unloading all of the food, we left Northside Forsyth and drove back to Socks Barbecue to catch up with Steven.
Oh, there he is.
We found him in the parking lot, talking to a group of guys sitting on the back of a truck, enjoying the barbecue they had just ordered. You may hear the sounds of Highway 20 in the background as we talk. We wanted to talk more with him about his thoughts around how our community has responded during this pandemic. You see, Stephen has been another incredible example of the way people in our community have stepped up during this time. Yet the first thing that was obvious about him was his humility. He didn't want any credit.
When I told him, I don't want this massive spotlight on us.
Stephen's first concern when the pandemic hit?
Like, how are the kids going to eat, you know, when they get out of school? The kids that can't.
Then it brought him. After he was able to stabilize his business with the new normal of takeout, he made a pretty bold move.
You know, this takeout thing's going to work. This will sustain us for a while. What can we do? What else can we do to help? So we just kind of said, hey, if you're hungry and you want something to eat and don't have any money, come see us.
Did you catch that? They would give food away, and they were pretty successful with it.
We fed families that came in. We delivered food for families that called. Unfortunately, there were some we couldn't handle that were like down in Henry County or, you know, way south of the airport that we just couldn't do because logistically we didn't have the manpower or the delivery to do that. But all those needs we tried to meet. And then
based on the success of the video he did for feeding kids and families, he decided to shoot a video for another restaurant that is near and dear to Browns Bridge, Lake Burrito.
Dude, I know that Browns Bridge is... That's your cafeteria.
That's about right. So he encouraged people to go eat at Lake Burrito, but didn't stop there.
Come eat here too, because we're going to donate all of our profit on Friday to them.
And with two entities that are so well known and loved in our community, it blew up. The video ended up being shared again and again, and ultimately...
And I think to date that it's got like 26,000 views. And
so the next day when Sox and Lake Burrito opened, they weren't prepared for the rush that they would receive.
Less than 24 hours later, we had a record sales day here at the restaurant. Lake Burrito had to shut down lunch and dinner before lunch was even over because they sold everything. Their website crashed. So, and then we were able to meet them with a generous check that the community helped us out with. And the very next day, they brought in a couple more people on staff that they had to let go. So that's what it's all about to me. I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want any of that glory. If I could delete that video today, I would feel like it's mission accomplished. Like, we did what we needed to do in that period of time. Let's delete that so nobody has to know we were even a part of it.
Again, his humility. And while I want to honor his request to not be put in the spotlight, I also feel like our community needs to see people doing good. There's such an opportunity in these days to see the good that humanity is capable of. And wherever, whenever, however it shows up, it should be highlighted. I'm reminded of an idea that I studied in seminary known as the Imago Dei, or the image of God. It comes from the creation account in Genesis, and basically it's the idea that when Adam and Eve were created, they were different from the rest of creation. He created man and woman in his own image. And while everything God made was good, there was something distinct about mankind. There's been great debate through the centuries of what exactly this means, but it's mostly agreed upon that the image of God can be seen in the incredible good that men and women are capable of. The fact that in the face of great crisis, people can lay down their own needs and desires and look toward the needs of others. And I'm seeing this in so many ways. Through Stephen in a barbecue restaurant, through our community in Lake Burrito, through many hospital staff on the front lines of helping people with this pandemic, through countless other first responders, nonprofit organizations serving the community, and through you. Many of you are jumping in to help. You're meeting with your small group, encouraging one another. You're continuing to be generous to our church, which enables us to bless our community. And even as this podcast is being released, we're in the middle of a 5-day food drive where tons of food will be donated to support the Place of Forsyth and will go directly to families in need. It's another way that you're proving that the church is not just a building. It's a group of people who follow Jesus and illustrate the image of God to others. And as your pastor, I just want to say thank you for making all of this possible. But you hear me say that all the time. So I thought I'd let Stephen close out this podcast.
I'm grateful that you guys hired us to do this for the hospital. It means a lot to us. It gives us an opportunity to keep our staff here, keep our business going. And it also is an opportunity for some who might not know Jesus to learn who he is and how he works through the community, which is, I think, what we're doing.